All right, very, very exciting news that last week, Sunday, Chai FM launched a call center helpline. And in fact, I believe that it is going live on Monday. Well, manager of the Chai FM helpline and training specifically, Anne Matthews, joining us in the studio. Anne, very, very good morning.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
We wanted to actually behave because you were coming in, but Zanati just didn't. Zanati, honestly,
it's...
Well, I must say, I really enjoyed it.
All right. So we're not normally, okay, I'm not going to lie and say normally we better behaved because we really aren't. That said, it's obviously, to me, I think this is just one of the most unbelievable initiatives. We
Thank
need
you.
It. It's desperately needed. Wherever I go and whoever I'm talking to and dealing with. And it's interesting because I wrote an article in the Jewish report this week.
Yes.
I was on Radio Islam last week. I was on 702 talking about
yes.
positivity, and everybody is feeling stress, anxiety, negativity, and
yes.
that impacts on us, it impacts on our children, on our parents, on our, it just spreads, and that means that people obviously are feeling very, very, fragile, alienated,
yes.
anxious, and sometimes they are just desperate to have somebody
Correct.
To talk to.
Yes. Yeah, well, thanks for that. You know, what we are finding, first of all, we know that we're living in a very stressful current environment for a lot of reasons. However, what we also know is that there are a lot of people who have emotional, personal problems who don't know who to talk to, and they don't have anyone.
Right.
To talk to.
Right.
Now, we also know that there are many people who don't want to listen to other people's problems and they don't have time.
Mm.
So, with that in mind, we felt that there was a gap and there was a need for a free telephonic counseling service where people could really just at one, a telephone call away, call a helpline and share their distress and speak to a trained counselor. And we're also creating a safe space. It's anonymous. It's confidential. We don't want to know your name. We don't want to know where you live.
Right.
Your content, what you talk to us about is confidential.
That's
However,
amazing.
We're there. We want to be there for you to listen. And there is a process which I'll talk about
right.
in terms of how we go about counseling.
Right.
It's not a, I need to emphasize, this is not a long-term intervention.
Well, I was going to ask that. I mean, obviously
yes.
this is not how you're going to get, your weekly psychological needs met.
Right.
This is really just if you are feeling you don't know where to turn to, you've got you just need guidance or you just need somebody to listen.
Yes.
And I would imagine you would, your counselors who are trained to identify if there's long-term.
Correct.
Intervention needed
yes,
to get
yes.
involved that
this
way.
This is what I was coming to, is that, as I say, it's short term, but we will speak, we will counsel until we feel that the person is at a point where we can set up a plan of action.
Right.
How are you going to go forward? We have a very comprehensive list of resources, community resources.
That's brilliant.
Where if we find that this person needs more long-term intervention,
right.
we will do referrals. So we will be doing quite a lot of referrals. And, you know, you never know. Sometimes somebody just needs to phone and speak to a counselor once. They understand it and they move on.
Right.
And sometimes they are very serious things.
Right. So it's something that I've come across quite a lot on social media is on your Facebook feeds, there's always those people who seem to be in a bad space. And I'm just, one person pops to mind on my feed and, who I don't know, but is a Facebook friend and always says how terribly things are going. I'm really miserable, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
And for a while, like, you could see people saying, hang in there. And now people are saying, stop being so negative, see the positive,
yes.
et cetera. As a person who's witnessing that, should I be sending them a message, a private message, obviously, because I don't think this is something that should be played out in public, to say, here's a phone number, make a phone call. I mean, is that all of our responsibility?
You know what? This is what I said in the beginning, that sometimes people are very alone.
Right.
And often they don't want to really reach out, let's say, to a family or a family friend.
Right.
They feel embarrassed. They feel shy. However, we are creating a safe space where you can call us and we will work with you and try to find solutions. It's also hard. It's also about, you know, we don't want to, we're not going to do the work for them. And as counselors, we never never ever will tell anyone what to do. However, part of the therapeutic process is to try and get the person to empower themselves.
Right.
To take responsibility. It's client-centered. And to know, have a look at, there are alternatives. You may have good choices,
right,
which will resolve your present problem. So that is the key focus. However, but obviously listening, there's active listening. We need to pick up the emotion, not just the fact. We need to pick up the emotion. We need to validate what you're feeling so that they feel, yes, you know, this is correct, what I'm feeling. We need
I'm not losing my mind completely. I really do have this feeling. I do own this feeling.
And we need to clarify. As counselors, we need to clarify with the call and say, this is how I understand what you're going through. And once you've gone through that process, we actually call it calling the story, telling your story in the first session. First phase, three phases. Telling us your story,
right?
Looking at preferred options,
right?
And thirdly, can we look at a plan of action? How are we going? How are you going
forward?
To choose?
Right.
If you could change your life,
right?
How? What could you do? So there's that sense of listening, validating, but also empowering.
Is the helpline also open to somebody who might be concerned about somebody else? And in a genuine case of asking for a friend, you know, we always say asking for a friend, but it's about us. But I might have a friend or a family member.
Sure.
And I don't know whether I should be intervening. I don't know if there should be help and just to talk to somebody about it. Is that the type of, I know obviously it's not your primary focus, but if I'm concerned about somebody who I think might be at risk, should I be making a call?
I would say yes.
Right.
Okay, so that you could get, we would want to get more information from you. What is the situation? What are the circumstances? What does the problem seem to be? However, we need to bear in mind that we can never force somebody
else
to go for help. Unless they are a risk unto themselves and others, and then we would commit them.
Well, that's always a worry. You know, we've seen we've seen an increased amount in suicides, and we've seen it certainly in adolescent suicides or youth suicides, which is an incredible worry for parents and worry for people.
Absolutely.
Because we don't know. We always think we know, but we really don't. So I'm thinking of those circumstances where you don't know whether you should be, whether the signs are there that there's something to be worried about.
Well, I would definitely say that, they can call us. We're not psychologists and we're not psychiatrists and we wouldn't make a diagnosis. From what the person's telling us, if it seems the person is at risk and it's serious enough, which we can tell, we would refer them for an assessment. We would say, go here, and yes, it sounds serious.
And what is your background?
I'm a social worker.
Okay, so this is your passion.
Yes, well, I've done two things, actually. I've done social work and combined it with human capital for Prime Media Broadcasting some time ago.
Right.
And so it was actually Izzy Kirsch, who called me and asked me, this was also his passion. Wherever he goes, you know, he spreads kindness and goodness.
Right.
And we've worked together on many community projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so he approached me and he asked me, you know, would I help him to set this up, because we did the 702 helpline together as well. Mm. So it's a very special honor for me. It is my passion. It always has been. And I've always worked with, in the field of counseling people or working with them in a workplace in a different environment. Mm, but in essence, counseling, helping people.
Absolutely incredible. So this launches on Monday.
We're opening on Monday from at 9 o'clock. We are open from 9 to 5. And at a later stage, we will assess whether there's a necessity to go 24 hours.
Right.
We want to give ourselves a chance to settle in.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to see the response. So if there will be a need, we certainly will go, we will look at it. After hours, there will be an emergency number where people
that's
can
brilliant.
Call.
Because I would imagine that it's often in the darkest hours of the night that where people are feeling most alienated.
Yes. Yeah. Look, you cannot have a helpline without an after-hour referral system. So, yes, that's what we're doing. We're all very excited, and we are so sure that we're going to fill a gap in the community.
I think a gap that is so desperately needed.
I think so.
Absolutely incredible. We will, of course, start giving out that number on Monday, on the Monday show, in anticipation of that line opening 9 a.m. I guess I don't know what to wish you, because I almost don't want anybody to call, but I want people to call if they need it.
That's the issue. You can get help. You know, it's not that you need to suffer and be alone. Reach out and get help. So that's what we believe in. And it's very important, you know, at any time. You have a problem, you have distress, very important to talk about it.
Absolutely right. Time is 8:42. I've been chatting to Anne Matthews, the manager of the Chai FM helpline that is opening on Monday. Well done. This to me makes me incredibly proud.